Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. And to start off today's episode, we actually have some blog posts to go over, as it actually has been a little bit since I last posted an episode. And so why don't we just get into that, because we got quite a bit to cover as we have quite a few blog posts. But let's get right into the first one. This is for the FNCS All-Star Showdown, which is an upcoming tournament. And this actually looks like it is going to be very fun to watch, and you can actually participate in it yourself. And we got a whole list of qualified players here. I'm not actually going to go over these qualified players. I am, though, going to go over people who got invited, because it's less people, but there is a lot of people. Anyone who got top 16 in the last two FNCS got invited, I'm pretty sure it's top 16. But let's just start at the top of this and see what it says. So it starts off by saying, Fortnite fans, after initial teasers, we're now ready to share details for the FNCS All-Star Showdown. Teaming up with a blast, FNCS All-Star Showdown celebrates this year's top FNCS competitors and uniquely puts their skills to the test. Taking place June 11th through 26th across numerous activities, challenges, and tournaments, FNCS All-Star participants will compete for a share of $3 million prize pool. Happening on with the All-Star Showdown solo competition on June 26th. For complete tournament details, FNCS All-Star participants should be able to check the FNCS All-Star Showdown official rules, which will be hitting the Fortnite Tournament Rules Library available at, and they have a link, later next week. Check out your timeline for all FNCS All-Star activities happening this week. Hype Days, June 11th through 13th. Starting June 11th, you'll see some of your favorite Fortnite creators across the globe getting involved in the hype for Fortnite FNCS All-Star Showdown. And this actually has already happened, so the hype days have already passed. But to open the festivities of the FNCS All-Star Showdown, they'll be hosting their own challenges and tournaments focused on the FNCS All-Star Showdown and creative skill challenges. Solo All-Star Play-In, June 18th through 20th. So this is this weekend. You might have thought your chance of competing in the FNCS All-Star Showdown was well over. Well, think again. We'll be hosting the Solo All-Star Play-In Tournament for all eligible Champion League players on June 18th through 20th. 10 spots in each region are on the line. Here's a full breakdown of the 4-round tournament. And then just gives you all the points and stuff, so you can go find that there. But the thing that we're really interested in here is the skill challenges. And then we're going to go over who was invited for these. So the first one, on June 23rd, is the Blueprint Battle. Players will go head-to-head in the Blueprint Battle to determine who can make it through the edit course the fastest. Players will be challenged with different building edits in their way as they run through the map. Jump into the map yourself and see how fast you can get through the course. And then it says, share your results on Twitter using the hashtag BlueprintBattle hashtag. And then the creative code for that one is 3840-8537-4348. Definitely going to be trying out that one. Then we have Bullseye Bonanza. Who has the best aim in Fortnite? Well, we're going to look and to find out through this course. Players will be forced to quickly shoot targets in succession in order to progress throughout the map. Building your aim skills by playing Bullseye Bonanza in creative. And the map code for that one is 942-6335-1309. Then we have High Tier, which is going to be the next day. June 24th, players will be required to make it from point A to point B by tunneling, cranking 90s, and waterfalling through high tier. The fastest player will advance to the next round. Improve your building skills by experiencing the map by yourself with code 3947-8128-3885. Now, the people who got invited to this one, we have... I gotta scroll down. There's a lot of players here who got automatically qualified in. But for Europe, for our Blueprint Battle, we have Wolfie and CRR as the people invited. For Bullseye Bonanza in Europe, we have Mongrel and Mitro invited. They're going up against each other. And then for Europe, high tier, we have Cooler Aqua and Freemock. And the way that it works is you're going to have, from each team, you'll be able to choose one player to go into each. So, and then as whoever wins that will go on to the next, then the next, then the next, and then you'll get to the finals of that specific tournament thing. Then moving on, we have NA East. for the Blueprint Battle, invited is Felix and Sprite. And for Bullseye Bonanza, we have TSM Collazo and G2 Coop. And then for High Tier, FaZe Sway and Booga. Who's going to win that? Probably FaZe Sway, just saying. He's a pretty cracked creative builder. But then Booga's pretty good at building too in 1v1s. Then for NA West Blueprint Battle, we have Symmetrical and 100 Thieves Falconer. For Bullseye Bonanza, we have Extra Reet and Bloom Riversong. For High Tier, we have Wavy Jacobs and TSG Fabs. Now for Brazil, I am pretty sure that this is messed up because we have three people here and there's one person put through all of them. So I'm just going to not mention the person under all of them because I'm pretty sure they messed up. But we have for Blueprint Battle, we have Loud Lasers and Liquid Pulga. Or I'm guessing Hero Bruno if one of them can't make it. I don't know what that is for why he's in there. Then we have Bullseye Bonanza, which is C9DK and TCE.1. Then High Tier is Ocastrin and Laulilio. Then for Middle East, for Blueprint Battle, we have Sack and K and Oshtek Heroes, I'm pretty sure how you say it. Then for Bullseye Bonanza, we have Power Gentle and then Mythic. And then for High Tier, we have Sakor Ninjbi. I'm definitely messing that up. And then finally, we have Sakor Hellon. So I'm guessing they're on the same team. Then second to last, we have Asia, which has Riddle Wildhawk and Game with Hampui. For Blueprint Battle, Bullseye Bonanza, we have CE Moon and Faxfox. And then for High Tier, we have CR, Yusia, and Game with Nephrite. Then finally, for OCE, for Blueprint Battle, which is the edit course, we have Nubatoon against Fresh. Pretty sure we know Nubatoon is going to win that one, as unless Fresh can bring in some puts in some major practice. Nubatoon definitely has the faster edits there. Would have liked to see him in the aim course. He has cracked aim. But then for Bullseye Bonanza, we have Rel and one of the X2 twins. Their names make no sense. One of them is Code X2 Twins. The other one is X2 Twins Chubby right now. And Chubby, I'm pretty sure, is the Chinese letters. But then for High Tier, we have Paradox Oatly and the other X2 Twin. And so most people already, if they follow the OC scene, will know those two people as they're most of the big creators and content and pro players in OCE. But now moving on to the next blog post, we have the Save the World home base status report for 6/8/2021. This is a little bit old, about 6 days old, but it says, "Hello, Commanders. With the next venture seasons on the horizon, Homebase is back to share what is coming this week and next to Fortnite Save the World. As mentioned in a previous Save the World status report, they're still working hard on analyzing some of the underused and underperforming hero abilities, and they're still hoping to land the first round of improvements sometime during the next venture season. They'll be sure to share more information on these adjustments in a future Homebase status report. Now back to your regularly scheduled report, Homebase status report, initiate. Coming June 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern, the Bowler returns to the event store. Unleash the cannonballs with the Bowler. Show the Huskumian business with the Bowler. This launcher packs a punch and fires long-range cannonballs that damage and knock back groups of enemies. Coming June 19th, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern, get ready for your next great venture and load up for Hit the Road. Return to the Blasted Badlands venture. Get ready for a new venture season, Commanders. The next Save the World venture season sends us back to the Blasted Badlands. Beginning June 19th, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern, join your fellow commanders in the Blasted Badlands and battle the Husk with the returning and newly improved Rage Meter modifier. Also to note, venture level rewards and experience gain has been updated to match previous recent venture seasons. Rather than constantly draining your energy, this modifier now just prevents the energy from regenerating on its own. Battle the Husk to refill your energy, then wreak havoc with your abilities. Unchanged from the last Blasted Badlands season, Rage Meter drastically reduces your ability cooldowns and increases your damage. Energy management is key here, Commanders. It's wise to fill your energy bar before taking on the next wave of Husks. The next venture season is expected to conclude on the 4th of September 2021, and this is actually happening very soon, probably, I think, this Sunday. Then, the Imposter questline returns. Search the Blasted Badlands for a true hero. Train Dennis to become a warrior in the Blasted Badlands Venture Zone to unlock Homebase's own Burger Boss. Dennis, Homebase's favorite chef, returns. Standard perk is Burger Buff. Eliminations have an 8% chance to drop a burger, and burgers grant 53 base health and 5 energy every 1 second for 3 seconds. Then Burger Buff Plus is eliminations have a 15% chance to drop a burger, and burgers grant 85 health and 8 energy over 1 second for 3 seconds. Load up the van, it's time to hit the road. Get ready for some high-intensity road trip action as you assist Quinn and company in broadcasting their songs of the summer. Challenges, modifiers, and obstacles await you along the way, and getting there is only half the adventure. Careful, commanders. Week one of each driver is simple. Escort the van and tackle the modifier. On their second rotation, beware the modifier stacking. Load up the van and gather your troops because it's time to hit the road. Complete week one of Hit the Road to unlock Rex Jonesy, whose standard perk is Saurian Might. Every 1 second, add 3% of current health to damage of the next ranged weapon hit. And then the Commander perk plus, it adds 9%, so 3%. Then we have the Rad Llama back. Exchange 500 hit the road tickets and get your rock on with 4 Rad Heroes and 5 Boombox weapons. And then, of course, the Robo Ray pack is going to be leaving the store soon. And that is all of our blog posts really for today. So why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we'll go over what is in the item shop for today. And our welcome back from the break. Why don't we go over what we have in the item shop today? And to start us off, we actually have a brand new skin here, the Dizzy skin, which is part of the new starter pack, Dizzy's Dominion. And you get the Dizzy skin, her backling, which is the, what is it called? The extra round back bling, and you get the Rebel Slice pickaxe, which looks really cool. Really like this set, but with that out of the way, it only costs $4 to get as it is a starter pack. And why don't we go back and to the top of the page where we have the features section, and we have, if not the one of the rarest, if not the rarest, wraps back in here today, and it is an exactly one chapter since this has come out. It came out originally in season 7, and now the silver cloud and onyx cloud have come out one chapter later. And so we have in here the golden cloud wrap, the silver clouds wrap, which is a blue and gray version, and the onyx cloud, which is purple, gold, and black. And even though there's 3 blue wraps in here, it costs only 600 to get all 3, even though it would only cost 600 to get them base one originally. Also, we have the Grimior skin, which has that hood down and hooded up style, and the Hollow Skull backlink for 1500. The Force They Can Strike pickaxe for 800, which recently actually got disabled, but this is still one of my favorites to use. The Delirium skin with the Illusion Room backlink, really good backlink for 1500, and the Spellbound Staff pickaxe for 800 as well. Really like that pickaxe. Now that they have this Halloween skin back, I'm really hoping they'll start bringing back other Halloween skins. Like, there's a couple that I really want. But we have also the Galaxy Scout back with the Nucleus back bling for 2,000, Stardust Strikers for 1,200, Celestia Glider for 800, and the Star Scout Wrap for 500. Or you can get them as a bundle, and I think it costs 2,800 to get the bundle. Then moving down, we have the Piezo Locker bundle back. You can get the Sage Slayer outfit with the Kick Drum backbling for 1500, the Spiky Pickaxe for 800, the Wasp Glider for 500, and the Bubbly Wrap for 500, or you can get them all together for about 2,000 V-Bucks, I think is what it is. I already own the wrap, so it only costs me 1,600, so just keep that in mind. And then we have in the daily section, one of my favorite skins, the Power Cord with the 6-stream backbling, and they both have that green style. The brand new Eureka emote for 200 is out. The Strut emote for 500 is back. The Onda Onda emote for 500 is back. Really don't like that one, but I'm sure there's people who do. And the Jazz Hands emote is back for 200. And we have the Mayhem skin with the Puncture Pack backbling. And of course, she does have that new Manic style, which is really cool for 1200. We also have the Harry Kane skin in here with the Hurricane backbling, which I actually really like. It looks like a blue version of the Galactic Disc backbling. And you can get his emote for his villain emote called Sweet Victory for 1600. And we have the Marco Rios skin with the Survival Kit backbling and the Three Wise Monkeys emote. for $1,600. Or you can get them in a bundle all together for $2,300. Then moving down, we still have the Deathstroke bundle in here, Harley Quinn bundle, Flash bundle, Black Manta bundle, Catwoman bundle, Catwoman, Cat's Claws, Whipcrack, Batman Gear bundle, Batglider, Caped Crusader, Music Pack, Bat Signal, Martial Arts Master, Beast Boy bundle, Batman Zero bundle, and Catwoman Zero bundle. So just every DC skin is back still, and we still have that Batman Caped Crusader pack and Last Laugh bundle. Why don't we now go over the LTMs for today? We only have creative LTMs, as we don't actually have any other normal LTMs out, but we have the Top Vehicle Game Showcase, Yellow and Purple Car Fight, and Zone Wars Water Park and Outbreak. And of course, that is going to be all for today's episode. If you would like to find me anywhere else, you can find me over on YouTube at Numi. Just posted a new video over there right before I started recording this episode. So if you'd like to go see that, of course, go and subscribe and watch it over there. And I would really like it if you guys would go and subscribe. It already has 2 views and I posted it 30 minutes ago. So pretty good, I think. But until next time, guys, goodbye.